football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Yes, hello and a warm welcome along to the League podcast brought to you by William Hill, taking a look ahead to the weekend's action in League One and League Two. And on this edition, we'll also be previewing the Johnston's Paint Trophy final. So plenty to look forward to for Football League fans. Sam Norris here, standing in on the podcast, and joining me on the line, as ever, is Jason Lewis from the72.co.uk. How are you today, Jason?
I'm very good, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Looking forward to the weekend's football, and we've picked out a couple of decent games.
Yeah, you got a lot on offer this weekend, so hopefully we can get a few winners in and be a good weekend all round.
Yeah, it certainly will be, and then it's all topped off with the game at Wembley on Sunday as well. I went to the JPT final last year. I'm not a Chesterfield or a Peterborough fan, but I was at Wembley last year, and yeah, it was a good day. Hopefully we can be in for more of the same this year.
Yeah, I think they're always good games, those JPT finals. So I think it's the first League One, all League One tie in 4 years. So hopefully it lives up to the billing.
All right, yeah. Yeah, hopefully it does then. We'll dive straight in then to some of League One's action before we come to that. We'll start with the game between Gillingham and Colchester. They bet like this. Gillingham are 5-4. It's 11-5, the draw. 2-1 for Colchester, who picked up a vital win last week against Yeovil, beating them 2-0, but they still remain 5 points from safety at the wrong end of the table. And Gillingham have been indifferent this year. Does the impetus rest with Colchester for this one?
I think it really does depend how they come out here, because Gillingham, as you say, they're coming in without a win in 3 games, and prior to that, they did win 6 of the 9 games. So, and there were some strong sides in there. They beat the likes of Swindon, MK Dons, Sheffield United. But Colchester is really, they're the ones that have got something to play for here. So it's a tough one, because they need to start picking up points, because it is getting, what, we got 9, 10 games left in the division. So it's a tricky one. And that was a big win at Yeovil, their first win in 5. But they have won just one of their last five away games prior to that. So Gillingham at 5-4 here is a great price for me, and it's probably one of the better prices you're going to get around on the League One market this weekend when you look at the form of the two sides. It may not seem obvious, especially when you look at those results from last week. So, but for me, Gillingham, they're a real force at home, and they should have plenty to get past the Colchester side that I could see going down this year if they can't get things going. And one of their problems has been they've got a terrible defensive record. They've got the third worst defence in the division. They've conceded 61 goals this season, and that's just shocking, really. And Gillingham, far from solid themselves, 54 goals. So when you look at over 2.5 goals in this game at even money, it seems quite a generous price to me. And I'd be confident of seeing that one land with, if you can get a goal in the first half, I think Colchester are going to have to come out if they're one down, and they're going to have to come out and try and fight for this game to get a point, if not the 3 points. So that's something there for you. And goal score wise, saying I picked out just one of the better goal scoring markets available this weekend. You've got John Marquise of Gillingham. He's got 7 goals from 13 starts since joining on loan in January from Millwall. So he scored last time out at home to Doncaster. So he's very much the man for Gillingham at the moment. And I think Gillingham are the side to back here. It may seem a little obvious with them being the home side and Colchester lower in the division, but there's real value to them be had on them, I feel.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. You mentioned they're decent at home, Gillingham. They've won 3 of their last 5 at home, drawing one of those, and the only defeat came to Barnsley, who are one of the real form dogs in the division at the moment. So 5-4, looking a player there. Over 2.5 is even money. We'll move on then to the next game on the podcast. This one sees Crawley taking on Leyton Orient. It's 9-4 for Crawley, 12-5 the draw, 21-20 for Leyton Orient. This could be an absolutely massive game for both sides. Just a point and a place separate them in the table. I couldn't call this one.
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's the proverbial 6-pointer at the wrong end of the table, because there's been some real big games recently around this division. I think Crawley have played Colchester recently, and Leyton Orient, they had a big win. So it's really going to be interesting, because Leyton Orient, they picked up 4 points from their last 2 games, which is quite a solid return, but Crawley with 2 wins, both winning 3-2 at Port Vale and Colchester, is a really interesting one. It is very tough game to call, because these sides at the wrong end of the division, they can either turn up and put their hearts on the line and really fight for a performance, or just get drummed and lose 3 or 4 nil. So it's a tough one, and there's real value to be had here. So there's a price of Crawley, I think, 9-4 seems almost too big for me to be looking away from. For a home side who, they're coming back from two tough away trips with 6 points, and you'd feel that they'll be getting some backing from the home fans. So that's there. But as you say, if you're not putting your head, you don't feel that confident in it, I've looked at 6-4. The Crawley draw no bet would possibly be my pick, because it is tough, and it's a bit more security for the punter there, and still some good profit to be had if it comes in. And obviously, if you're the draw, you're getting your stake back. So it's definitely something to be looked at there, the 6-4 for me. And when I've looked at how these sort of sides, when they've played each other, the bottom end of the table, I've mentioned those two games for Crawley that were 5 goals each. Both teams have gone over 2.5 goals here at 23-20 is something that really stands out. It's landed in 3 of Crawley's last 4, Crawley's last 3 games, sorry. And, well, 4 of their last 6. Well, they've been improving their defence. They've conceded, but have conceded 4 of their last 5 away games. And as I said, those recent clashes between sides at the wrong end of this division have turned out into some quite entertaining affairs. So I could see this being one to watch out for at 23-20 on both teams scoring over 2.5 goals.
Okay, yeah, I like the look of that. Both teams scoring over 2.5 goals there, as Jason mentioned, is available at 23-20 on the back of, 2-3-2 victories for Crawley. So a pretty strong chance this lands. And sometimes they're cagey affairs when it's teams close together in the table, but very often they do bring the goals like that.
Yeah, that's the way I just see it. You just sometimes, like, it's the teams the opposite in League 1 and League 2 at the moment. The teams at the bottom end of the table are trying to grind out results, but in this division, it seems like the sides are going for a gung-ho approach and just trying to outscore teams. So I think that would be the way to go in this one, just the way the league's looking at the moment for me.
Okay, yep, fair enough. Like, look at that then. We'll move on to the final game in League 1 that we're going to cover. This one is Rochdale at home to Scunthorpe. It's even money for Rochdale at home, 23-10 the draw. Scunthorpe 5-2. Scunthorpe on a wretched run at the moment, Jason. Winless in their last 6. They're second bottom in the form table. And Rochdale have still got a little squeak on the playoffs as well.
Yeah, it's Rochdale. It's that, there's a group of teams there just hovering around there. Can they do it? Can they not? They really need to be establishing wins. So Rochdale is the home side coming to the weekend's action with mixed bag results, really. Their victories have been professional, if nothing more, while their losses have been close. Just a single goal at Fleetwood, Bristol City, and home to Sheffield United. So despite this indifference, they remain solid at Spotland, winning 4 of their last 5 games, scoring 12 goals in those games. So as you say as well, Scunthorpe barren run. They're 17th. They're far from safe, 3 points above the drop zone. And without that win in a long time, scoring just 3 goals makes you feel Rochdale here, even money, are the team to be had. And Scunthorpe, they've got a tough trip on Tuesday to Sheffield United, so it could turn out to be a bad couple of days for them if they can't get anything from this game. So even money on Rochdale saying to be looked at. And if you're looking at the overs market again, teams to be offering stuff this weekend, and 14 of Rochdale's last 20 games have been over 2.5 goals, and some of them have been a bit further, 8 of them have been over 3.5. so they scored plenty of goals, 60 this season. And Scunthorpe, they're nearly average conceding 2 goals a game at home, away from home this season. And it makes you think that over 2.5 goals here at 10-11, it's odds against, but it's saying that when you look over the course of the season and just how Rochdale are playing at home, it's one of those ones that just seems a bit obvious. And a last little tip in this one is just saying, I seem to be picking out each week at the minute, it's goal in the first half hour. Rochdale games seen first goal in this period, 13 in the last 20 games, whilst Scunthorpe 9 in their last 20, so averaging out, it's happening more times than it's not between these two sides. So I'd say at 4-5, that's saying to be had if you want something on the little goal time market there to keep the game a bit interesting for you as you're watching on your Saturday afternoon.
Okay, fair enough then. Yeah, goal in the first half an hour then at 4-5. Plenty to go out in that game. We'll move on into League 2. And the first game that we've got for you in League 2 sees Hartlepool host Mansfield. It's 13-8 for Hartlepool, 19-10 the draw. Mansfield 7-4. If this game was being played a month ago, you'd be writing Hartlepool off, but they've won their last 2 games back to back, kept a clean sheet in both of those. They certainly look up for the relegation fight. Are they going to be up for this match?
Oh, I think they're going to be well up for this one. Definitely, as you've hit the nail on the head there. Just a couple of weeks ago, I'd written Hartlepool off, but fair play to them. They've come back and much like in League One, teams are suddenly managing to pick up points at the bottom end of the table, which makes it really interesting for us as neutrals watching here and can get you some real value. So those back-to-back wins on the road, that's the first time they've won back-to-back games anywhere this season. So it's given them a glimmer of hope, if nothing more, to stay in the Football League. And that's sometimes all you need, because when it just gets a little bit nervous in these last few months of the season, and funny things do happen. They've got 6 points to make up, but compared to where they were, it's a lot brighter for Hartlepool. And Mansfield, they are a great home side, but they remain abysmal on the road. 3 wins, 4 draws and 11 defeats, their record this season on their travels, and just 1 away when in 7. They're going to travel to Hartlepool, a bit worried here. And when you're travelling to the bottom side of the division worried, you've got to think, where's your season really going? So when teams vary like this, when you've got a team like Mansfield, they're so much stronger at home than they are away, you can't discount that. And especially at this stage in the season, it's not like we're, say, a couple of months of the season and there's no real form. There's patterns to be seen all across the season. So Hartlepool is 7-5 here. They've won their last two wins. They won 4 of their last 6 at home. And they've not been beating mugs in the division. They've beaten Northampton, who were the form side in the division at the time. They've beaten Plymouth and Wimbledon. So I'm definitely going to be backing Hartlepool here at 7-5. It seems a great price on the home side here, who are just the form side between the two. And 8 of Hartlepool's last 9 games and 5 of Mansfield's last 8 have been under 2.5. So, as I said, League One is showing goals galore at the bottom, but this is getting really cagey at the bottom of League Two. So both sides are trying to build upon defensive solidity. So I can see the unders market definitely being one that comes to action. And a single goal may be enough for either side, but I think the Hartlepool win, a one team to score, so not both teams to score, just the one side, whether it's Hartlepool or Mansfield, and under 2.5 goals at 4-5 is definitely something to be looked at for me again here. But I can't turn away that Hartlepool winning price at 7-5 for me. Just seems too good.
Okay, yeah, fair enough like that. The Hartlepool win and under 2.5 as well at 130 in the match. That looks a nice price as well.
Yeah, that's saying that definitely be saying I'll be back in there. If you don't fancy Mansfield to get anything in this game, you're firmly in the Hartlepool camp. I can't see them scoring 2 or 3 goals, and they've got a good solid defensive record at home of late. So 1 or 2-0 win for Hartlepool would definitely be a score to back, which is what you're doing effectively with that bet.
Yep, okay, fair enough. We'll move on then to take a look at the next game in League Two. This one sees AFC Wimbledon host Portsmouth. It's 8-5 for Wimbledon, 21-10 the draw, and 8-5 for Portsmouth as well. It's 12th versus 13th in the table. The traders can't separate them in the prices. And I suppose the season for both of these teams is looking a little bit like it's over. I was at the reverse fixture on Boxing Day at Fratton Park, and that was a poor game, which Wimbledon won 2-0, but Matt Tubbs was the difference on that day, and he's since been pinched by Pompey.
Yeah, I'll talk about Matt Tubbs later. He does definitely feature in this game for me, and I'm interested in those prices from the bookmakers, because really, when you look at the two sides, they may be inseparable on points, but they've both got similar records in a sense of they're very strong home sides and very poor on the road. Wimbledon picked up 9 wins at home, and Portsmouth have gone one better with 10 at Fratton Park, but Wimbledon have won just 4 times away from home, and Portsmouth, even worse, 2 wins away from home all season is something that makes you think, how can the away side and the home side be the same money here? So that nudged me firmly towards a home win, and to inform to Mensis, Wimbledon unbeaten in 5 at home, winning 4, while Portsmouth picked up just 6 points from the last 18 available on the road. So that price on Wimbledon for me is a great price, and if you want to pick out an outright market on the win for this weekend in League 2, that would be my one on Wimbledon, because just, I don't see how Portsmouth at this stage of the season, when this really is starting to get a stage where you're going to have to write things off and it's going to be a mid-table and they're going to have to go again next year. And I just don't see how they're going to suddenly mount some great away form out of nowhere. You just, when teams know how to get the better of you when you're travelling, they'll just keep doing the same thing, which is what's happened all season for Portsmouth. And it's a real interesting one. And now on to Matt Tubbs, as you say. He didn't make that switch, which was quite bizarre because Portsmouth were a bit lower than Wimbledon in the table at the time, and he delivered last weekend, as I hoped in the podcast. He scored the goal against Luton, and he spent the first half, he scored most of his goals this season for Wimbledon. He's not been quite as prolific at Portsmouth, but it would be typical footballing fairy tale for him to come back to Wimbledon here, and any time a price of 6-4 for him to score is too good for me to turn down, really, even though I don't quite see when Portsmouth having enough to get the win here. So for me, 13-10 is plenty to whet the appetite here on the outright market for Wimbledon, and that'll be my pick of the bunch as I look through the markets.
Okay, excellent. There we go then. Jason, pretty strong on the Wimbledon win. We'll move then to the final game from League Two on this edition. And it's Shrewsbury at home to Oxford. Shrewsbury are 13-20. The draw is 23-10. Oxford are 9-2. Shrewsbury is still in second place, 5 points off the top, looking to solidify an automatic promotion spot now. And this looks a decent opportunity for them.
Yeah, I think it is. It's the sort of game that's been rather routine for them this season. And it's interesting because it's really gone a bit bizarre, because the indifferent form of both Shrewsbury and Wickham of late has caused two things. It's given Burton a 5-point cushion at the top of the table with just 9 games to go, which they'll be feeling pretty confident themselves of getting over the line and getting promotion to League One. Whereas it's also allowed the informed Bury side to get back in it, just 4 points behind the automatic spots. And games like this, Shrewsbury really need to be picking up 3 points now. And the midweek win at Vital, they've got that after losing at Wickham at the weekend. So the Shrews, they've been on a mixed run, but comfortable home games, it should be interesting. They've got tricky trips to Portsmouth and Bury to come. That one could prove pivotal, as I mentioned, them chasing the top three. So as you say, Oxford, they're not quite going the right way about things, I'd say, at the moment. They are on the slide and in that relegation fight possibly over the last month and a half of the season. They've got just 6 points of themselves between the bottom two and just one win in 5 games, showing no signs of going up the division. So they need to turn it around, but I can't see it here at Shrewsbury. You've got the best home record in the division, losing just once all year at home. And Tuesday night's defeat at Hartlepool at home for Oxford, it's probably their worst result of the season. To lose at home to Hartlepool, who may be improving, but they are not a decent away side, I can't see them getting anything here at Shrewsbury. So that price at 4-7, as you say, it's not sparking much excitement for me, really. And you can see why it's that price with how strong Shrewsbury are here at home. So minus one handicap offers you some value at 19-10 here. And they've been not quite at their best recently, Shrewsbury, but I feel they're due to turn someone over at home. So this could be the one for me. And at 19-10, the Shrewsbury minus one handicap is well worth some thought. And same bit different if I think Shrewsbury here again. Like, I do back a side quite strongly here. If you've listened in the last few weeks, if I'm going to stick to someone, I'm going to stick hard in it. And them to win both halves at 10-3 is something that I like the looks of them. That's just saying, I think they're going to add to those 13 wins this season at home. And you just got to pick your bunch of how you're going to get Shrewsbury winning some value here. So for me, either the minus one at 19-10 or the both half win for Shrewsbury at 10-3 is your pick here for me.
Yep, okay, fair enough then. We'll move on then to take a look at the big game of the weekend, the game coming up at Wembley on Sunday, which sees Bristol City take on Walsall in the Johnson's Paints Trophy final. Always an excellent opportunity, this competition, for teams lower down the footballing pyramid to get their hands on some silverware. 17-20 for Bristol City, 5-2 the draw, 100-30 for Walsall. No surprise to see Bristol City favourites here, Jason, that they've been flying high in League One for some time now, but Walsall have put out some decent opposition in this competition.
Yeah, as I said, I've looked through the record of the size and it may seem obvious, but I can't see Bristol City slipping up here, and they've just coasted through the competition, really. They've had an easier run in comparison to Walsall, but they won 3-1 at Cheltenham in their first round. Their closest tie came against Wimbledon, but they saw them off 2-1 and then being Coventry, and then the area final, I was at the second leg at Ashton Gate, but it was pretty much a foregone conclusion from the first leg when they won 4-2 at Gillingham. So for me, they've made it pretty easy. As Walsall, they've had tough games in this competition. They've won 1-0 at Rochdale. They've knocked out Sheffield United by the same scoreline. Then they faced lowly Tranmere, but made a meal of that game. It went 2-2, and they won on penalties 5-4. But really impressing that area final to beat Preston, who at the time were really on form. So to get a 2-0 win at Preston was very impressive. So it's going to be interesting. Will there be a bit of a cup magic here? I'm not so sure, because when you look at recent form, league position in League One, it's got to be pointing to Bristol City. The only argument you can make for Walsall is they did manage a 1-0 draw at home to their opponents here when they met earlier in the season. But for me, they don't play again, ironically, until the last day of the season at home. And I could just see this being one of two occasions that Walsall are going to sit and watch Bristol City lift the trophy this year, because they've pretty much wrapped up the League One title for me. And at 17-20, I think it's enough for me to be back in Bristol here outright to get some money, and I think they could be doing a league and JPT double here.
Okay, then, yeah, Bristol City, 17 to 20 then to lift the Johnson's Paint Trophy. Any other bets for you in this one, or is the outright good enough?
It is there. I've looked at some other stuff, like just for a bit of value. I'm not sure whether they're going to go around this game and completely dominate as everyone expects, possibly. And so the minus one is there at 12 to 5, but with being a final, they're sometimes nervy affairs. But the double result there at Bristol to be winning at half-time and full-time, 2-1, shows there is money to be had in this game. And if you're looking for a single to get you some value at better than evens, I think that double result there could be something to be had. And it's always nice to back a goal scorer in a bit of a cup final. So Matt Smith scored all the goals pretty much for Bristol City in the area final, but he's moved on, his loan move ended, he's moved elsewhere. So Aaron Wilbraham's got 3 goals in this competition for Bristol City, and at any time win cast on him at 9-4, around the 9-4 mark, I'm not sure, that price may have changed since I checked it. If you are looking at Walsall, I personally just can't see it myself, but it picked out either half Walsall to win at 6-4, maybe something to be had. But for me, the markets are on Bristol City in this game, definitely.
That's it. Bristol City then on their way to a League and Cup double. That pretty much concludes the previews. We'll get your nap now, Jason. Your best bet of the weekend across League 1 and 2.
Okay, as I look at it, I'm looking through and it's tricky. I'm going to go for... I've looked at Crawley and Leighton Orient's attempt to that draw no bet. I like the look of it, 6-4, and possibly that Gillingham win. But for me, I think even money Rochdale, it's a good price for a side that have won 4 of the last 5 home games, and Scunthorpe just haven't won in 7 or 8 games. So my best bet this weekend on my nap's going to go Rochdale just to win outright market, even money.
Okay, even money on Rochdale then. And Alex chucked in a guest nap last week, so I shall do the same. It doesn't come in one of the games that we've previewed, actually, but I'm going to go for Preston and Barnsley over 2.5 goals. Preston are the form team in the division. Barnsley are third in that form table, both playing fantastic at the moment, both flying high, and I don't think either of them are going to change that, so I could see over 2.5 goals in that match at 11-10 as far as my nap goes. Thank you very much then for joining me on the preview, Jason. Good luck with the bets over the weekend, and good luck to any of the listeners as well if you're having any money on League 1 and League 2. Thank you very much, Jason.
Cheers, thanks Sam, pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.